Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A bigger picture with the Ravens. I mean, Lamar, we're going to find out about the hamstring fully today. Maybe it turns out to be way more serious. I hope it's not for their sake and for his sake. But Lamar Jackson, you know, a couple things with his performance. One, I think he was extremely flustered throughout that game. That's a credit to the defense. But also going back to the week before where you were sacked 7 times. This is an ongoing issue for Baltimore yep. Now. You're talking about the rate at which he's getting sacked. A lot of that's the offensive line, but a lot of that is he seems just not very comfortable back there. Now you're telling me he's going to maybe be dealing with a hamstring injury. Bigger picture for Baltimore, I mean, they're 1-3. We all know that. You got the Steelers atop the division. Cincinnati plays tonight. They got a backup quarterback, but they play the Broncos tonight. Cleveland's Cleveland, right? So it's a Steelers division looks pretty good for them, their path at this point in time. Baltimore is not getting any reinforcements. Nope. That's why I think if you're a Baltimore fan, you listen to Harbaugh talking after the game, it seems like they recognize they're very concerned about where they're at. That was before Lamar, we'll find out, hopefully it's not serious, as I said, the hamstring strain. He looked like someone's just frustrated and kind of threw in the towel a little bit late in that game.
It certainly looked like, and there was like 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. That's what's crazy. Like, your team just blew a game in week one. It's not like there's not enough time for you to score. You're the high-flying Ravens offense. So I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe it's a serious injury enough that was going to keep him out of the game and that he'll have a difficult time practicing this week. So I'll wait on the, although it did admittedly on the broadcast, look like a guy who just quit on the game. It did. Whether that was what really happened or not, that we can all agree that that's definitively what it looked like. The problem I had in this game is, for as much as we talk about the Burrow, Allen, Jackson, all this stuff outside of Mahomes, I am officially no longer thinking it's a matter of if for Lamar Jackson, which I did think for the other quarterbacks for a long time. This looks like a quarterback who's never going to win the big game. Every time he goes against Kansas City, he looks like the quarterback who's never going to win the big game. Every time he goes against the Bills, he looks like the quarterback who's never going to win the big game. And I don't know, it's now such a long history of it. It's becoming very difficult to ignore because he plays MVP. He's got 2 MVPs. Looks like he should have won a third last year. He looks like the kind of player who can light it up against everybody until the lights are bright. Both teams are 1-2 and you're desperate and things have to happen. And then Mahomes pours it on you. And by the end of the game, you're not on the sideline. You're not even in the game by the time it finishes.
So I don't know if I'm with you on the, hey, it's just never going to happen for Lamar. What I will say, though, it's a reminder that windows typically don't stay open as long as they have right now for the Chiefs. And, you know, obviously the Bills window is still open and all that. The question, I think, more is bigger picture with Baltimore, with Harbaugh and that roster and everything, is the years left for Lamar to get it done. How many of them are left? The Chiefs have obviously already accomplished 3 rings and the window is still open and who knows how many years they have left, but it's a wider margin in a larger window than any of these other teams. Buffalo's, I still think, is pretty open, but at some point in time, theirs will narrow. Baltimore, out of the grouping of teams between Baltimore, Buffalo, and Kansas City, their window is the shortest. And it's looking like it might, you know, I think if we would ask before the season, you would have said their window's at least open for another 3 years based on the roster, based on the quarterback. Is there a chance that it's a little bit close to closing? I want to be careful not to slam the door shut because I still think if Lamar's not out for an extended period of time, to me, there will be still some games that they've lost, you know, they've lost to Buffalo, they've lost to Kansas City and Detroit. So it's not like they've lost, you know.
No, those are three of the better teams in the NFL.
So I don't think we should write off the Ravens yet in terms of making the playoffs and things like that. But I hear what you're saying. They look like a team, though, that the window organizationally might be closing in on them.
It's
a little
more bigger picture than even just this year, because in truth, the Ravens they're a Super Bowl or bust team. So, like, your record currently doesn't matter. You go to the Super Bowl and you win it, or this season is a waste. They're one of 5 or 6 teams, I would say, that is is held to that standard going into the year and will be held to that standard throughout the year. So their season's not lost based on that versus like the teams that are like, we're just trying to like find our balance and be a competitive team for a couple years, the way we talked about the Royals or whatever. It's not like that. For them, it was just win the Super Bowl or nothing. And look, after all this, I'm pretty convinced the Steelers are going to win the division, which is...
They still don't look that impressive, but
no,
they're winning
not
games.
Not at all.
But they're winning games. I mean, they play Justin Fields and Carson Wentz so
far
this year.
Yeah, look, they're not beating anybody of importance. And it might end up being 10-7 that wins that division. That's why the Ravens are still decidedly not out of it there. It just looks like a team that even if they made it, let's say they won their division, they rattled off some wins, I'd have no confidence that if they had to go against the Bills or the Chiefs in the playoffs that they're ever winning that game. Lamar has shrunk specifically against those two opponents. Not against everybody. He dominates most of the league most of the time. But against those two opponents, he does not show up. I do not.
Yeah, but against Buffalo, I mean, in fairness, against Buffalo and Lions.
It was his defense that.
Well, it was his defense and Derrick Henry fumbling the football. Lamar Jackson, actually, with the exception of this game we just saw, this is why I'm impressed by the Chiefs defense. With the exception of this game, Lamar's played great all year. He really has.
Nine touchdowns, that's zero picks going into
the game. People can bring up the injuries on the Ravens' defensive side. Offensively, this defense for the Chiefs, that was so impressive because Lamar has actually looked great with the exception of yesterday.
And if we go back to last year, they lost that playoff game because Mark Andrews couldn't catch a football.
Absolutely.
Otherwise they beat the Bills in Buffalo. So I think the narrative changes completely. Mm-hmm. If some of those things happen.
But unfortunately, it's like he could have changed the narrative in 10 other games, Drew.
I'm not saying you're wrong,
but like he could have changed the narrative in a dozen other times that he was facing.
And I'm not saying that his window, I don't agree with you guys, but I think there's things that are out of Lamar Jackson's hands that, similar to how things were out of Joe Burrow's hands last year, he did everything and they still lost games. It feels that way for this Baltimore Ravens team. And also, when Lamar Jackson said Mahomes is his kryptonite, you introduce that every single time they play the Chiefs, Lamar Jackson will have that feeling in his head because he already vocalized it to you publicly. The fact that he said it publicly means that every single time he hears Patrick Mahomes' name, probably, he knows, oh, it's the Chiefs, he probably thinks back to that same thing where he's already lost half the battle because I think he legitimately thinks that he just isn't able to beat him for whatever reason. And I do think
he called him his kryptonite years ago.
I think
it's held up.
That gets introduced every single time they play again, because as soon as you say that publicly, I feel like that doesn't go away.
It goes back to, you're right. I mean, this goes back a couple of years. It happened in the playoffs a few years ago going into the game. Like in anytime people will ask you across the country, if Cody's doing a radio interview or me or wherever, we're on these different shows, we have people on our show. And it's like, they're like, hey, who do you fear? It's not Baltimore because of what we just said about the head-to-head stuff. You know, Josh Allen obviously is a different conversation. He, of course, we all know hasn't beat Mahomes in the playoffs, and that'll continue to be a storyline until it ever happens. And at some point, I don't think Josh Allen's going to go 0-12 in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes, okay? Like, at some point, he probably will win one of those. But the fact is, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens as a team, I think actually it's way more concerning for them in the window closing than it is just Lamar. I actually think Lamar's been fine. But that was discouraging if I was a Ravens fan to also just see, though. It looked like he just said, all right, we're not winning today. I'm a little banged up. I'm out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.